There we go.
You're on the record.
Pomona, there we go. Okay. All right, the meeting is called to order. Let us do a... before we do the roll call, please, I invite everyone, compel no one to join me in a pledge of allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all. All right. Let us take a roll call.
Mark Cruzan here, present.
David Horowitz, present.
We're doing roll call. Daniel Kolak, present. It's us. Attorney?
Stephen Humming, counsel for the board.
Martin Spence, village engineer for the board.
All right. All right. We are now continuing. Last time we did not close the public hearing. We continued the public hearing, if I recall.
That is correct.
That is correct. So that public hearing is still open. We don't need to reopen. And
if we need a motion to reopen.
Do we need a motion to reopen?
Because you did a motion to close it last time. Another motion to reopen it.
Well, then, very good. Thank you. See how well qualified our clerk is. Thank you. So we need a motion to reopen the public hearing.
You have the motion to continue the public hearing that was continued from last time.
Let's make it easy. Motion to continue the public hearing.
Okay.
On 34 Second. Northridge Road.
Second. Agreed. Pass. So... we are continuing the public hearing. Is there anyone from the public here who wishes to speak?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. Please come here, nice and loud, state your name.
My name is Mordechai Lasker. I live at 35 Woodfield Road. I'm here in favor of the House of Worship. I believe that they've done a tremendous amount of work in trying to consider all the issues that there was with the neighbors, and they have done an amazing job with the parking management. I believe that a lot of the comments, I looked at them, I saw the comments that were brought up by the professionals. They took care of most of the comments, or all of the comments, besides those that need to be dealt with by the permitting. I do know that they got the special permit, obviously conditional that the chairman of the planning board approves it also. So the village board approved it with the condition that you approve it. So I believe they did a tremendous good job, and I hope the board will take look in favorable of this House of Worship. They sadly went through a fire years ago. It was a terrible tragedy, and I think it's time for them to rebuild a beautiful house of worship. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
One question, Mindy. The Board of Trustees made a determination on a negative declaration, and then thereafter
in the same resolution. In the same resolution, we did the neg deck, we did the all the conditions, and as per the engineer and the older professionals, their conditions, and everything was approved with the neg deck was in the resolution. Do you need a copy of that resolution?
Yeah, it comes.
I'll get it for you.
Is it May 19th? Was that when the
last month? Yeah, the May. May 9th. When was the board meeting?
May 18th.
May no.
May Monday it was. Was it Monday?
May 18th, I think it was. It was 4 days after.
It was May 18th.
May 18th.
May 18th was it?
Okay, yes. I'll get you that resolution.
May 18th?
Where?
I just have to.
The resolution? Yeah.
You don't have that?
I don't have the actual piece of paper, but I want to know. I have to mention the date in my resolution.
Oh, yes. So it was May, October.
Can I email it to you?
No, I'll give it to you.
Yes, please.
But he needs it now.
Who's the Board of Trustees meeting?
If you could just go up and email it to us so we have it. Thank you.
Any other questions?
No, I don't.
I'll tell you just quickly to confirm. Our meeting was 5:18. 5:18:26.
Yeah.
Mr. You did not see that resolution, I take it?
I think Brian shared it with him, but he probably didn't see it in person. But it's the village board made a resolution where we obviously adopted NECDEC. We adopted all the conditions that were on the planner's review, on the engineer's review, and obviously it was conditional that the chairman of the planning board approves it also. We adopted it at the last meeting, and now it's in your purview. You're the final approval. You're game seven.
I have a couple of questions, if
yes.
You don't mind, since you said any other questions. While we're waiting for that, I just want to make sure that you have it, so that when you give the date, it's on a document that's actually in your purview.
Absolutely.
Thank you. One question, do we know how, because I've asked this before, and at the last meeting, there were several residents, and they showed me the videos of some of that fire, which I had
yes.
not seen before. Do we know how that fire started?
No. The report that the village got was unknown, the reason for the fire, and it was a very sad tragedy that happened. We're still shocked for the loss that what happened there. 3 Torah scrolls got burned also. It's something that no one should ever know about. Finally, they're ready to rebuild, and we don't want to, you know, we want to give them that chance. We had some residents at our board meeting public hearing, and we heard all their concerns, and we explained to them what we believe this project, this plan is going to actually help and make it better. It's not a tent, it's a structure. The engineer added a bunch of trees, buffers along the side of the properties, which the applicant has added to the plan. So, you know, in our purview, they it's within the House of Worship law, neighborhood House of Worship law. They went to a lower size of a building. There was some conditions added: the garbage, the traffic pattern. One resident complained that some of her yard got burned. We told her, send us some pictures, and someone from the House of Worship people will come and try to send a gardener to come and fix it. She said she has some bald spots in her yard. We were trying to accommodate as much as possible to their real concerns, and they stayed until the end, and we approved it based with a bunch of conditions that were in the approval.
Thank you for that. Was there a police report ever filed on that?
Yeah, there's a report. I'm sure it's a police. Yeah, there's a fire report and a police report. Yeah.
Do we have the police report here in the
no,
hall?
No, I don't think he has it. I have to find it in my records. I can forward it to you later.
I think it would be good.
But it has nothing to do.
I understand.
Our attorney said it has nothing to do with the current application.
I understand. I just think it would be good to have that police report on the record. People asked, it came up
now
last
what?
Time,
what
about
concern?
The fire, what caused the fire. And
we
so
don't know.
We don't know.
Won't
and
there's
yeah.
one simple thing, that this building is going to be fully fire sprinkled.
I understand. But it would be good to have that police report.
Yes.
So, for instance, say a neighbor would like to see a police report. It's a public record. So they don't have to go to the police and get, you know, get all
you're
the...
correct. Mr. Chairman, just for the record, anybody can foil anything in the village.
Yeah.
If anybody had a real concern, they would have foiled in the last 2 years from when the incident happened, or 3 years ago. I don't believe anybody foiled this, so I don't think anyone has a serious concern about the fire.
Okay. Well, I heard concerns. So anyway, it will be good. So you'll send it to me.
Yes,
but send also a copy to our...
Yes.
Very good to Moshe.
Any other questions?
Yes. The other question is, I take it no one will live there, correct?
Correct.
No.
It's not a... It's part of the condition.
Okay. Sorry to cut you off. So no one will live there. Now, is that in... I asked this question last time. It's been raised... Our House of Worship law, the way the original intent was for that in between temples, as this is what I discussed in my letter too when I originally wrote. So we all know where my intellect and my heart are on that. For freedom of religion being the onus to protect religions from other parts of their own religion. Right. You know, as you well know, we don't need to discuss all that. So in that respect, is this, and you know that law, you helped write it with brilliant input from what was already at the other adjoining villages, which was, you did a lot of homework on that. To your credit, were an amazing help to everyone, so that we had something that was generally compliant with what was happening elsewhere, but also took a lead, as we were hoping that Pomona would become not just a follower but a leader in this respect. Since the original intent was for those houses of worship that were between a temple and just a gathering at a house, in this case, do you see any issue here with the fact that it seems to be closer towards a temple in the sense that there's no one living there? It's not someone's residence. So, and the reason, if I just may, the reason I ask this is to raise the question, do we want to make sure that it's compliant with our house of worship law? And if it isn't, and if our neighbors here want to build this, that it should be done insofar as we may need to amend that. I asked this question of our attorney last time, and I'm not sure that what the answer is. That's why I'm asking you what your thoughts are on this, since you're one of the architects of this. You understand my being loquacious, but in other words, the question is this still within the purview, the specific purview of the law? You understand what I'm asking? Good.
If I may respond to you, Mr. Chairman, and I understand your question, and I'm very thankful that you are very careful to approve these things. The House of Worship Law was created because we had currently two of them. We added a middle one. The middle one was crafted after a lot of work. We actually amended it at one point because we did it in a certain way that it basically allowed to build it, but in Pomona, because we live on a mountain, it restricted a lot of people. So we ended up having to amend it a second time, and we made some minor changes with the steep slopes issue. I think the engineer could remembers that too. The House of Worship intent was specifically designed that no one should live there. It's not a place that someone should come and want to create this 10,000 square foot living place and claiming it's a house of worship. So it clearly says that if a rabbi wants to live there, he needs another acre to build a separate home. It was clearly written by Jonathan Lachman, helped craft it. Brian Nugent reviewed it. We had our engineer look at it. We tried to make sure et cetera, et cetera. So the intent of the law is what they are requesting. They're below the 10,000 square foot threshold. They're within the realm of the over 0.75 of an acre. They have enough parking spaces. They have all the buffers. The lighting, I understand from the engineer's review, has to be decided by you, Mr. Chairman, what time it has to be shut. And that'll be part of the conditions of your meeting tonight, that we don't decide, you decide that. And I believe that once it's going to be built, it's going to be a beautiful addition for the neighborhood.
Very good. Thank you for your answer, which clarifies everything for the record.
Absolutely.
That everyone here is doing due diligence.
Yes.
What I'm concerned of is down the road, someone saying this is somehow not in compliance with it, either with the specific rules that have been put in place, or the original intent, which becomes
that
fuzzy.
Saying
it is.
And if that happens, they lose the special permit. And if that happens, then they cannot continue to use it as a house of worship if they break the rules.
Which is my concern. Thank you. Please.
It seems like the Board of Trustees had the same concern as you when the special use permit application came in front of them. They granted a special permit. One of the conditions is applicant shall comply with village code provisions concerning houses of worship and building construction. Etc. 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 So they actually made it a special condition, which I don't even think is necessary. But Yeah, it seems like that.
It is necessary. Yeah.
To make it a special condition?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we heard the
condition. Doesn't someone have to comply by the...
We heard his concerns at the last meeting, and Mr. Nugent wanted to go an extra
step. Yeah, I love it.
And he added it.
Absolutely. That's right. We want to anticipate.
Absolutely.
Because we don't want someone down to deny and then everybody go home kind of thing.
No,
so we want to be careful.
Correct.
We got minute notes. I have concerns. You answer them. The board has concerns, and which is exactly the way it's supposed to be. That's why we did all the hard work to get to the point where we are now.
You have any other questions from me, Mr. Chairman?
Do we have any questions from attorney or?
No other questions.
Thank you.
So, very good.
I'm going to sit down.
Thank you.
I'm good. Anything to add, or just?
No, it's not. It's public hearing still.
No, it's not
public hearing still.
Anybody else wants to
speak? Is there anyone else from
Chair 5?
Oh, that was a joke. I missed it.
Jimmy, you only have to close the public hearing.
Yeah,
I think we
have to first close. So,
close,
a motion to close the public hearing?
Second.
Agreed.
Aye.
Approved. Passed.
Okay.
Public hearing is closed. So, we proceed. All right. So, what is here before us? That we have the plans. We have the note from the engineer. Would the engineer like to speak to your notes and just summarize for us the concerns and the responses?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. To the record, I prepared a report dated June 8, 2026 that was distributed to the board as well as the applicant. This was the latest revised plans that they submitted. Last revised 5/28/2026. They've addressed all the comments with some remaining that are typically performed at checkprint review or prior to building permits. There's no substantial engineering comments remaining. We had six comments. One of the comments we brought up that should be discussed tonight and can be added as a note on the checkprint review is the exterior lighting timing. That's something that the board can discuss if they wanted to put a maximum time for lights to go out on the at the site, and those are exterior lights. The other items are providing a cost estimate, submit structural calculations at the time of building permits. That's all typical items. And if there's any questions, I'm available.
Very good. Any other questions or concerns from our attorney?
No, I did speak with the planner today, and he was not able to attend tonight, but he basically submitted a comment letter, I believe. Recently, I don't have a light, right here, yes. Dated June 10 of 2026.
Do we have that letter here?
Yes. I have it.
The letter is printed out on the back of the packet I printed for you.
Back of the resolutions?
All
this, I got it. Thank you.
And basically, what he's requesting is that he reviewed the plans and the most recent version of the plans, and he asked that the board permit him to do a review of the final site plan that's submitted before the chairman signs it to make sure that it complies with all provisions of this board's requirements with respect to landscaping, fencing, and lighting issues. And that's typically done anyway, so I indicated I would bring that to the board's attention.
Yeah, very good. That's part of our usual protocol.
You just have to add in the condition.
I'll put it as a condition of approval. If the
you
board
might have to find with the building permits.
He's looking just that everything is compliant.
He's with respect to complying with the conditions of a site plan approval. The the engineer will have an opportunity to review the entire submission before giving it to the chairman for signature. That's usually a typical requirement to make sure everything's in order.
Yes.
But the planner also indicated, just to make sure that there's no issue with the lighting, there's no issue with the landscaping and the fencing that's required, that he also have that opportunity to review it before it's submitted to the chairman for signature.
Absolutely. Very good. So we will put those under the conditions.
I'll add those as conditions to the resolution of approval.
Right.
If the board wishes that, then
right. Right. Very good. So before we move to that, we need to decide on the exterior lighting. We discussed last time, and there were, if memory serves, some numbers thrown out. That sounded like 10 was, if I recall,
yeah,
one of them.
That's what I remember.
This should be done in discussion also with the needs of the applicant. So if you recall, we had at the last meeting, it's in the minutes, but we were tossing out boilerplate numbers. I'm concerned that we're pulling rabbits out of hat. What would be the ideal number? Perhaps the ideal lighting hours might be exactly what the board is already happy, and I would rather have you suggest those hours than we just say, 10 o'clock or whatever. But that's what we had thrown out.
My opinion was on that from the previous meetings, that I think that the right time to the big lights, of course, safety lights, the lower lights can stay because that doesn't go anywhere. The bigger lights should go off by 10 o'clock.
So we were sort of synchronous there.
Yes.
How do the other board members feel about the 10 o'clock?
Yeah, I think that's very reasonable.
And the safety, we had talked about the lower lights are beautiful. They look pretty. That's very nice. And on the building, on the side of the building, a little bit of illumination, whatever.
Yeah.
That's all right, as long as it's not bleeding over into residents. Because I still remember the nightmare before I think you were all babies then, where I had to convene the whole board at night to go and drive over to the Hindu temple, because there was complaints that there were bleed. We went over there and the light was like, boom, there was no bleeding. But we had it was like a funeral procession, you know. That sounds very reasonable. And that sounds reasonable to you too. So that sounds good.
Just for clarification, you're talking about now the large illumination of the parking lot and larger areas will be off at 10, but the wayfinding lights and the safety lights remain on through the night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. And I believe that Lou Zumo, our building inspector, had expressed something along those lines too. Is there, or am I not remembering?
I'm not aware if he did or not.
Mr. Chairman, I recall the other houses of worship were similarly approved.
Yes.
The same conditions.
Same. Because the safety line, so people don't trip,
correct,
that kind of thing. That seems very reasonable, right? Okay, so that's good.
Yes, I'm talking about the pole lights would be going off at 10 o'clock.
Or the lights that are from the building onto the park.
Is it detail that causes these high lights as a pole? So we can use that terminology because it'll reference
excellent
the plan.
Beautiful.
I was at all the high pressure lighting.
You don't have lighting from the building standing on
it's
the park?
It's called high pressure. That's the high pressure. It's on poles, it's on the building.
Right.
All the type of light that's high pressure that gives you spread the lights like day should go off.
Very good. Are there any other questions, concerns before what the applicant is looking for from the board is a preliminary approval, sending site plan, and also review from both the planner and the engineer.
Yes, I think what we can do is we can make a resolution for final site plan approval with conditions.
Would you write that up for us, please?
Yes,
so that and just write it up for us, right? We can put that now. Give us the wording.
Sure.
So we don't leave anything out, and I will make a motion for that.
And the motion will be a resolution granting final site plan approval for the project. Shabbat of the Heights, and it will contain, as a condition of approval, the various items that we spoke of tonight. I will make them conditions of approval. All of the documentation, and including the application and all of the consultants' letters and memos, will be included in there as conditions of approval that they have to meet the conditions set forth in those memos, and also the ability of the village engineer to review the final site plan submissions prior to having submitted to the chairman for signature. Additionally, the village planner will also have the ability to review the site plan for compliance with landscaping and compliance with the lighting issues that were a part of the site plan review process. And when that's approved, the plan will then, when they're in final form, will be given to the chairman for signature.
I so move.
Second.
Agreed.
Approved.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and all the board.
Thank you.
With the board of permission, I will prepare a written resolution for the chairman's consideration.
Very good. Do we have any additional business or old business?
Just approval of minutes from last meeting.
Sorry?
Approval of minutes from last meeting.
Oh, where are they?
I don't think we have a quorum for that.
We don't. Well, we need three people who are actually there.
Right, so we don't have a quorum.
And unless I have multiple personality disorder, that's not going to count. We'll table that for the next meeting, which is on, do you have the date of that? I know we all have that, just... Do we have the date of the next meeting?
The date of the next meeting is... Just one minute. So far, we don't have any applicants for that meeting unless we're having another meeting regarding this applicant.
July 9th. If it's
July 9th.
So that will be the next one. Will be July 9th for us.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Any old business?
We're good.
All right. Then we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Approved. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone, very much.
Thank you.